The recycling industry is keen to increase volumes and thereby profit from the economies of scale. In Brisbane, however, the recycling facilities available to a great many businesses and residents of apartment complexes are greatly restricted. Tons of valuable resources like glass, steel, plastic, and aluminium are going straight to landfill. Everybody involved, however, maintains they are doing their bit.
Council, in a commercial building, we do provide a waste service if people choose to take that up. A lot of commercial buildings, they prefer to get the bigger skips and pay for having their waste taken away. So the vast majority of businesses choose to do that. We only provide the smaller bins. We have a particular type of service that we provide. If it doesn't suit people, then they go elsewhere.
That's Councillor John Campbell, the chairperson of Brisbane City Council's Water and City Business Committee. Despite the fact that commercial operators are primarily interested in only cardboard and paper collection and charge a lot more to collect the whole range of recyclables, John Campbell says that Council's policy has been to encourage private sector involvement.
Given the fact that there was already developing businesses that were actually in the market of collecting recyclables, there was a concern that if the council moved in and just did it, we'd be killing off those particular businesses.
And he is not positive on the results of a full collection service for small and medium-sized enterprises that council is currently trialling.
The early indications are that not many of them take it up.
The commercial and residential building managers that CCN spoke to came up with a variety of reasons for not providing full recycling services. These included the undesirability of passing the extra cost on to tenants, problems of contamination, and a lack of space to store the bins. But none of the tenants that CCN spoke to said that they were ever given a choice of waste collection services, and advances in technology now permit household collections of all recyclables in the same bin. Drew Hutton from the Green Party said it was clear that the system is not working.
It's just nonsense to think that they should be paying for it themselves. If they have to pay for it themselves, they won't do it, especially when all they need to do is just shove it into a bin and it gets taken straight out to landfill. We can't afford that sort of environmental irresponsibility these days.
He says that the traditional way that governments operate has to change.
I actually think that the crisis that we're facing environmentally needs to cause people in government to rethink the nature of government. Especially, for example, local government needs to realise that they've got a much more important responsibility, and that is to future generations. I mean, that's going to require them to start thinking outside the square, I'm afraid.
This is Tom Cliff for CCN at the dirty end of Brisbane business.